were down on the promenade at Nice watching the fireworks that were going on, and there was lots of other, there was music and everything like that happening. And then we had started walking back to our apartment, and about 5 minutes after we were walking, you know, just a couple of hundred meters away from the beach, all of a sudden the atmosphere changed, and people started screaming and running. And of course, as you do in that kind of situation, we just sort of started running with them. But we had been on the beach exactly where the attacks took place. But luckily, we'd left about 5 minutes before it all kicked off.
So did you actually see any of it unfolding, or were you just kind of hearing the reaction of other people?
So we didn't actually see the truck. We were just, you know, as you can imagine, the fireworks had just finished. There were hundreds of people streaming away from the beach up the main thoroughfare. We just, you know, and the kind of a wave of panic came through the crowd. Everyone started screaming and running. So we didn't know what was going on. We suspected that there was some kind of terrorist attack happening because that was what, you know, people were shouting. But no one quite knew. And we hadn't actually seen the truck itself.
And where did you run to? Did you try and find somewhere to shelter?
Yeah, so we started, I mean, one of the most frightening things about it actually was that we started running up the main thoroughfare, and then people, I don't for whatever reason, thought that there was another attack happening. And so some people started running back. It was real chaos. And then we ran into a side street and climbed up a fire exit exterior staircase where we managed to get into the back of a hotel. And there were a few of us sort of taking shelter in the corridor of a hotel where we actually ended up staying the whole night pretty much.